listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of braille books and read them on the go. Learn braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you or you can help it at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind show mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the Orion Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight. Light.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up.
Welcome. Welcome back. And thank you for having us for the second hour to join you in your home. Maybe you can even call in, which I hope you can. The phone number to call in, which I definitely would love you to call in, 407-894-1680. And for those folks who are turning in for the first time and say, what is this all about? You're listening to the show, which we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. We'd love to hear from you. Call in. We're live from Orlando, Florida. Wherever you are in this country, call in, 407-894-1680. Right now, we're going to go to trivia. Trivia time. Oh, I understand. Before we go to trivia, we have a call on the line. So before we go to trivia, and this song, everybody's going to know this one.
Let's take the caller.
We're going to take the caller first. We have Sheila coming in from Orlando, Florida. Sheila, you're on the line.
Well, thank you, Michael. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Michael. Hi, Gary. Hey, hi, Brayden.
Hello.
How are you? Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Jackson. Hi, Chris.
She's got it down pat.
All of the whole family.
The whole crew.
The whole mishpucha.
Yeah, the whole mishpucha.
I started to say something else, but anyway.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I am back in town, and the reason I'm calling, thank you very much, is to let everybody know that the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind meets next Saturday. We meet at the William Booth Towers at 633 Lake Dot Circle, Orlando, Florida, from 12 to 2:30. I am extremely excited to say that our guest is going to be Tammy Russell from Mitzi Kit.
Yay!
She is coming to
very nice.
Show our members how you can make crafts as a blind or visually impaired individual. And I went to the workshop that they had at Lighthouse, and I made a pillow.
There you go.
I saw a picture of you there, too. At Lighthouse posted some photos, and I enjoyed...
Yeah, Richard did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I enjoyed seeing this.
Well, thank you, Sheila, for calling in. Appreciate it.
That's going to be fun.
All right. Thank you, Sheila.
See you next week.
See you next weekend. Thank you, Sheila, calling in. Right now, we're going to trivia. Trivia time. Who is singing this song? And this was a huge, huge song. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? A monster hit. Monster. Huge.
You don't remember me, but I remember you. 'Twas not so long ago, you broke my heart in two. Tears on my pillow.
Monster hit. Who is singing that song? And if you don't know that song, well, you just don't know music. What can I tell you? One of the biggest songs of all time in the music industry. That group's been around. They still perform. That group still performs. That's right.
No.
What? They don't know.
He's disagreeing with you, I guess.
They still perform, though. They still perform.
By the Monsters.
Who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? I'm only going to give you 1 minute to call in, because if you don't know that by 1 minute, then you'll never know it. 407-894-1680.
It almost seemed like a planned segue. Sheila's calling in about Mitzi Kit making pillows, and then you break this song.
Hey, folks, if you have a PSA, you're more than welcome to call in anytime you want and mention it on the air, wherever you are calling. If you're calling from New Mexico, if you're calling from Montana.
Or the Mars. They could be calling from another planet.
If you're calling from Canada, yeah. Mars, wherever you're calling in from.
Anywhere.
If you have a PSA, feel free to do this. If you're calling in from New Hampshire, wherever you got, even Washington or Oregon, California.
I was just thinking,
California.
If Gabe has a PSA sometime.
Anybody have a PSA school? Anything?
Washington School for the Blind and Deaf?
Yep. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it does anywhere.
Oh, we got any callers yet?
Yes, he's on the phone.
Okay.
And it could be our guest caller that's calling.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That was a monster. Everybody should know that song. I'm really surprised. The phone should be lit
maybe
up.
Maybe it's a little too old.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think
just
so.
Just a little bit too far back.
Oh, come on.
That's really mid-century.
Yep.
That's what they call that era now, mid-century.
Yeah, when it comes to furniture they play that song a lot of shows.
No, I know, they do. It's a very
popular song. Groups all over. That group still appears in Vegas. It appears all over the country.
To be honest, that's the first time I heard that song.
Well, you're only 11.
I'm sure it could be the last, too. Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm probably not.
You're 11 now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's 11 now, would you believe?
He'll be 12 July 30th.
When Braden walked in, I said, Braden, are you getting taller or am I getting shorter? He goes, well, maybe a little of both.
Yeah, he is.
So we got him on the
line. I don't
want
to be getting shorter, Gary.
Who's on the line?
No. Oh, I know. I went to the VA and she says, how tall are you?
You lost an inch?
I shrunk a half an inch.
Oh, no.
I was 5'5 and a half, now I'm 5'5.
Well, that's what happens when we get older.
I used to be 5'5". Now I think I'm 5'4".
Your bones shrink.
Yeah, you lose your bone, the density.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, who's on the line?
Nobody. They hung up. Well, so much for your song, Michael.
Betty.
I cannot believe you folks out there that don't know that song. My goodness gracious.
Well, she's pretty sure that song's really old.
It's pretty old, Braden.
Yep. It's old.
Yeah, okay. Well, that'll
guest
be in a few minutes.
Yep. After the break.
Okay, we're even now, Michael. They didn't know mine. They didn't know yours.
I cannot believe this.
We're even.
I cannot believe.
I can't believe they didn't know mine.
All the people that listen to WOKB don't know that group. Oh, my goodness gracious. Shame.
So, Michael, I hope people got inspired after Brandon Norris called in from Palm Beach Symphony, and they all go running to the symphony now. Well, maybe not running, but using paratransit. So that's exciting. Oh, he got a call.
Got somebody interested.
Somebody didn't. They felt sorry for Michael, and they think, well, let me call it.
That's an oldie but goodie. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to.
You don't think so? Well, maybe. Yeah. He's putting somebody on right now. Here he goes. Putting his headphones on. See what he's doing? Okay.
All right. So I think we got us a winner. We're going to go over to Tavares, Florida.
To where?
Tavares.
Oh, Tavares. Uh-huh. Okay, Tavares, Florida. Who's
locally.
On the line?
Locally.
All right. And this young lady right here out of Tavares, Florida is the one and only Anna Rose.
Anna Rose. Okay.
Anna Rose, yep.
She said, I can't believe this.
Anna Rose.
I guess I must be old because I know the artist.
Who's the artist?
It's Little Anthony and the Imperial.
You are 100% right.
There you go.
Googa Mooga, great Googa Mooga. I couldn't believe that everybody didn't know it right away. Little Anthony and the Imperials, a great Little Anthony. Tears on My Pillow. That was a top 10 record back in the 50s, but that song's played a lot.
Yeah, lots of movies.
A lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
And Little Anthony Imperial still appears all over the place.
What did she win?
You just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue, but you can't use it. You can't use it where you live. I'm sorry. That's one place you can't use it in.
Well, there's only one that she can't use it in.
Yeah, in Tavares.
No, it's Eustis.
In Eustis.
Yeah,
Eustis. You can use it in the villages. You can use it all over the place.
Yeah,
they've got
Bellevue,
like 25 locations.
It's not Eustis.
But you can't use that one because that doesn't belong to the other 25.
Yeah. No, I couldn't use it in Claremont either.
Yeah, Claremont you could use it.
Oh, can you?
Yes, you can use it in Claremont. Sonny's Barbecue, you can use it. Absolutely. They got the best barbecue. But the one place you can use it is in Tavares. But the villages, you can use it all over now.
All over Orlando.
All over Orlando. You can use it now in West Coast.
Gainesville, everywhere.
Tampa,
Gainesville. Just that one location.
Yeah, one location in Florida. Yep.
Yeah. So, congratulations.
Thank you. When I lived in Claremont, you couldn't use it there either. Now I moved here.
Well, when you get to it, it's good food.
Well, it's great food.
Great food.
Well, thank you. Give your name and address. We'll send out a gift card right next week. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Thank you. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This hour is brought to you by Second Sight, life in a new light.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of braille books and read them on the go. Learn braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And we are live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which I definitely wish and I hope you can do, since you had us in your home, maybe you'd like to talk to us, call us. We'd love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Right now, we have our guest calling in right now from eSight. That's right, eSight. His name is Bill. Bill, are you there?
Hi, Michael. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah, yes. We can.
Now, I'm going to try to say your last name, and if I say it right, please let me know. If I say it wrong, don't slap me around. Just correct me. Is it Bill Bussey?
Bussey.
Bussey.
Bill Bussey, yes.
Bussey.
And Bill, hi, this is Lynn. Hello.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
All right. And I understand you're the customer success leader at eSight.
Yes, I am. And before I even start talking, I just want to say thank you very much for allowing me to be a part of your program. I think it's an excellent outlet, not just for the low vision community, but for their support group and you know, their friends, family, and loved ones that maybe want to know a little more about low vision and, you know, what people like us go through. So I think what you're doing is excellent.
Well, thank you so much.
That's our goal.
We're here to inform. We're here to educate. And
have a little fun.
Have a little fun. But at the same time, like I said to the folks, we're going to have a program in the near future. As soon as I get three or four people that want to come on the air and talk about folks that have broken up their marriages because one folk was blind, turned blind, and the other is sighted. They just want to leave the scene because the other person is blind. And I don't think that's right. And I want to talk about it. I think people need to, the sighted people have to know why people leave. And
well, you know what? As it turns out, I'm kind of in that group myself.
Oh,
well, whether you would like to
story for it, that might be a story for another time.
That's right. That'll be another time.
Think about if you'd like to come on another time and be one of the four people that like to talk on the air and have a conference call between the four people talking about their spouses and why and wherefores. Anyway, right now we're talking about eSight.
That's right, eSight.
Yes. So I understand you had these glasses before you even worked for eSight. Is that right?
That's correct. A little background, I became legally blind in about 2001. My optic nerves got crushed. How that happened real quick, wound up I had a brain tumor. It was not cancerous, thank God. But I'd had it for about 12 years, according to the doctor, for how big it was. And it slowly cut the blood circulation off to my optic nerve.
Yeah, yeah.
And in the last 30 days, my vision went from 20/15. I had excellent eyesight, and I'm probably north of 2800 right now. Obviously I cannot drive. I use a cane in public with or without my eSight. Mm-hmm. My vision's very, very bad, but yes, I've been using eSight about 4.5 years, and I discovered it on a radio program I was listening to when I was working for another company, and I was able to get the phone number. Called him in, went through my screening process, went through the demonstration, and became a user.
There you go. So why do you think the eSight glasses are so good? Why? Why do you think they're so good?
Well, back when this first happened to me, I did what everyone else, I'm sure, did, used the old lighted magnifier. And I heard about this, and my life was always so visual. I mean, I'm a retired police officer. I raced jet skis, I rodeoed, I hunted, I did everything, you know, quote unquote, no offense, I did all these guy things. And now all of a sudden it's like, what do you mean I can't even drive anymore?
Yeah.
You know, it took a lot of my independence away. And I heard about these glasses, and I went to my demo in Austin, Texas, when I was living in Texas, and I was actually able to read the headline of a newspaper when they had it 15 feet away from me. Using not only the magnification, there's contrast settings you can use, there is obviously focus settings you can use, and it's like, wow, I'm not bound to something that's on your desktop to put a paper underneath and read. I can take these with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me a lot of independence, and the new glasses, the eSight 3, I started with the eSight 2. After I was employed with the company, they started with the eSight 3, and it's a real home run. It's smaller, it's lighter. The controller is smaller than a cordless phone. Uh-huh. And it's got so many different variations and functionality to it. It's awesome.
Hey, Bill, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm one of those manly guys. I was a biker, and, you know, I was a farmer. I was all kinds of stuff. But between you and me, could you put those on and you and I go out on a dirt trail with a motorcycle?
Well, you can't. You said you're blind.
No, I'm saying if I had, like he did, then we could. I can't do it. But
in other words, when you're moving, do they work when you're in motion?
Yeah, can you actually go out on a dirt trail with a bike?
Well, here's the thing. Everything has its limitations. It's like looking through a camera lens.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, you can magnify it, you can focus it and everything, but you really don't have a ton of depth perception. And that's what we tell people.
Oh.
Number one, that's why when you turn the glasses on, one of the first things that pops up in your glasses is not intended for driving.
Oh.
Because of the depth perception.
Okay.
I did, back up my place when I was in Texas, I had a side-by-side. I had 15 acres, and I had a Polaris Ranger, and I used it every day. I mean, for hauling stuff, firewood, brush, you name it. I did not use it to guide myself through my property. I mean, I can see enough. I'm not going to run into a tree or a building or anything like that, but it's like, okay, what's that in front of me? And I'll put my glasses down. It could be a feed bag, or it could be one of my dogs. It's like, okay, that's a feed bag, and my dogs appreciate me not running over them. It's a depth perception thing, and you can learn. You can use your depth perception and learn to a bit, but as far as driving, when it comes to life and death stuff, I mean, me being a former cop, I've seen a lot of horrible accidents. It takes just a split second for something. I do not recommend someone using it to drive.
Not on the roads, but it would be just be fun to be in the woods, you know, on a trail or something, you know.
Oh, but, it would be awesome. It would be awesome. Unfortunately, I mean, you don't have the depth perception you do with the vision that God gave you.
Right, but I think you could probably adjust yourself a little bit, just taking it easy and learning.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you could do
it. Tell me this, Bill. Let me ask you a question while we're talking about eSight. If someone was interested, where would they go to find out about it? How would they go to try them on and see if it works for them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the website is eSightEyewear.com, okay? And the phone number, the main phone number, everyone get their pens ready, is area code 855-837-4448.
All right, say it again. Say it again. The phone number again. Say it again.
Okay, the phone number again, sir?
Yes.
Area code 855-837-4448.
And I understand if they say Blind and Beyond Radio Show, they heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You read my mind, Mike.
Yeah, they get a 25% discount for the first week they're learning about it or using them, I understand.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. I do not know about that.
Okay.
If you're telling me that, I can only assume it's true. Yep. And if anyone out there wants to talk to me personally, my extension is 327.
Oh, okay. That helps.
That's good. Personal help.
Call me. I live alone. I work out of my home, as all of us coaches do. Work out of our homes. We work remotely. We have people all throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. Even though the company is based in Canada, in Toronto, Canada, is our main office. But anyone can call me at extension 327. Again, my name is Bill. I'll be more than happy to discuss anything they want to. That's what I do.
That's very nice.
And the good part, from what I heard, the price has gone way down.
And they can do financing now. Yeah, listen, folks, financing. Go to our website. It's, if you want to know anything about eSight, it's there. So if you want to know the phone number, again, in case you forgot the phone number or didn't hear the phone number, go to our blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the and, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Go to our website. You can look up any of our sponsors, any of our advertisers. They're all there, including eSight. And then, like he said, when you dial eSight, do extension 327, and you can talk to Bill. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you very much for that.
You're more than welcome. So anything else you want to tell us about eSight?
It's a great product. I'm living on my own for the first time in like 25 years. And for the first time in a long time, I am responsible for going through my own mail, my bills, and my own finances. And the eSight has been invaluable to me. It really has. It's opened a lot of doors.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear.
And the people that I deal with and the time that I've been here, I've probably dealt with well over 500 clients that can call me anytime. I mean, I am the coach for life. If they ever have a problem, a question, they call me if they're my client. And I have dealt with people with macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, glaucoma. I even have a lady that went basically legally blind because of a horse accident. Her horse flipped over on her, broke her sternum.
Yeah.
Some of the marrow went into the bloodstream, clogged up the optic nerves, and she's got low vision now. So I deal with people with any kind of situation. I mean, I'm surprised on a monthly I get something. I went, wow, I've never heard of that before, you know. And so we deal with so many people. I've dealt with people as young as 5 years old to 104 that have been my clients. So I get a huge array of different scenarios.
So, Bill, when you go out with these glasses, how long do batteries last, all day when you're out?
The battery?
Yeah.
Well, the internal battery that's in the controller lasts about 2.5 hours. You can also use an external battery, which gives you anywhere between 4.5 and 5.5 hours of battery life, depending on how much zoom you're using, the magnification, how much you're going into the menus. It's all digital.
How long does it take to charge?
About 2 hours on the handsets. About 2 hours to charge fully, and on the external battery, it's basically a Mophie, between 2 and 3 hours charge.
Now you say external battery. You initially come with one battery, and then you have to pay for the extra batteries.
Well, it depends on. We have three different ways of purchasing. Let's call it A, B, and C. A is the least expensive, and it has a one-year warranty. You can also, if you have prescription lenses, those are already included. You can have your prescription lenses added to the glasses. The second one's a little more expensive. It's 2-year warranty, and the top of the line, let's call it package C, is a 3-year warranty. And both the second and the third most expensive one comes with an external battery, and it's in a little cradle that the handset snaps in there. It's made for it, and you can either carry it on your belt, your pocket, or it has a strap, like a lot of ladies, maybe hold over their shoulder like a purse.
Uh-huh. So you can call that C for Cadillac version.
There you go.
That's funny. Okay, well, thank you so much, good, Bill, for calling in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Bill.
And we'll
You're very welcome. You guys do a great job, and please keep up the good work. And
you.
If you want me on for that other issue we were talking about earlier,
we will.
I'm just a phone call away.
Okay, well, write to us. We'll put you on the list. Absolutely. We'll put you one of the
just
four.
Just michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's
write to us.
Is.
Definitely be on the show.
michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay.
michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
You That's got it. Write to us.
Okay. You got it.
I'm writing it down right now.
Okay.
Right. Good night.
Good night, Bill.
Good night, Bill.
Take care.
Good night, folks.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay, it's time for another trivia.
I believe we have to go to break, though, first, Michael.
Okay, we're going to break. We come back with another trivia.
Right.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with another trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Introducing Bonacle, critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have Braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends, and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games, presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beep baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. We're definitely back. That's right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And like we say always, we are the bridge. That's what we say. We're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what the show is all about, to inform, to educate. End of the month, we'll be talking about jobs. March 29th, we're going to have a great, great conference thing talking about jobs.
Before I forget,
what?
I might as well remind everybody that March 8th is daylight saving time again.
Next week.
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. 2 o'clock
in the
morning.
I just got accustomed to being in the bed late.
I know. Everybody just got used to being dark. So, yep, March 8th, 2 o'clock in the morning, the clocks are turned forward 1 hour. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right, spring ahead.
Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. Here we go, trivia. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
I think this will give me, Mike.
We'll see. Let's see if they know it. Who's singing this song?
Chris picked this out.
Yep.
Good song.
Mm-hmm. I know David likes this song.
Yep.
Chris is playing the guitar out there.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. Someday. The thrill.
Okay, who's singing the song? Now, I'll tell you some funny things about that young man. When my parents were in the record business, we had this man, one of the labels. It was on Kent. I'm going to give you a hint. You won't even know it. It was on Kent, K-E-N-T, Kent Records. He first came out, and he started singing on Kent Records, K-E-N-T. And you know what? Most people never heard of him back then. And he had some hits, and he had a great following back then. We're talking about in the 50s, and then he got bigger in the 60s, and he got bigger in the 60s and 70s, and he got bigger in the 80s. And now, well, he's got restaurants. He's got everything going for him. Who am I talking about? Big artist.
Al B. Sure.
Who am I talking about?
My fault.
Anybody know who I'm talking about? Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
I'm sure he knows. I mean, somebody knows.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we're waiting for who's singing the song. 407-894-1680.
I thought Gary wanted to tell us a few things that were on his mind.
After this.
Yeah. Things that annoy him, right, Gary?
Used to, well.
Oh, used to annoy you.
Would annoy a lot of people.
Okay, just wait 1 second.
Uh-oh, someone's from Georgia.
I think they're calling from the Villages.
Who's singing the song? That's the question.
Well,
407-894-1680.
Find out momentarily, Michael.
Okay, who's Chris? Who is it? Chris.
He's got it.
All right, so here's our journey today. We're going to take a small trip over to the east coast of the state of Florida to go and hang out a little bit at the Atlantic Ocean. Let's take a trip over to Daytona Beach. And then after we take that trip over to Daytona Beach, we're going to come back west and let's come over about 50 and hang out in the Claremont area and talk with Cataline and Georgia. Cataline from Daytona Beach and Georgia from Claremont. Not
Whoa.
Georgia,
All
but
right.
from Claremont.
We have, we have a new listener, Cataline.
Cataline.
Well, beautiful
first?
Name. Beautiful
who's
name.
First?
Cataline.
Cataline, you first?
She's hot on the mic.
Hi, Cataline.
Hello. Cataline.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello,
Cataline.
Cataline.
Hi, Cataline.
We're ready
Hi, Cataline.
What's the answer?
Cataline.
Excuse me?
You're up, Cataline. You're on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, Cataline. You there?
Yeah, hello. Everybody.
Hello, hello.
So who was singing the song, Cataline?
Is it The Thrill by B.B. King?
You are you correct, B.B. King. You are right.
First time listener.
The Thrill is gone.
Good one, good one.
Thank you.
What you in there, Michael? What you in?
That well, you're from Daytona?
Yes, it's Kathleen.
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 Kathleen. Do you know if you have any Sonny's Barbecue over there?
Yeah.
Well, then you just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue in Daytona.
Oh, cool.
Okay, you just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue, the best barbecue you can buy and eat. And we love it there. Gary just ate there yesterday.
Yeah. No, I ate there. Yeah, today.
So, Kathleen, you hold on, and Chris will take your address, okay?
Have you been listening to the show long, Kathleen?
Thank you, thank you.
Kathleen.
Yes.
Have you been listening to the show long? Because first time we ever heard your voice.
No, it's only my second time.
Second time.
Well, keep on listening. You know,
keep
you can
on
win.
Listening. See, it pays to listen to
pays
the show. You win some money. Win some,
win some money.
Wins gift. Well, $10 gift card.
Oh, yeah.
$10 gift card. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Cool.
Okie dokie. Well, hold on for
hold
Chris.
Hold on for Chris.
Anybody else? We have Chris. They hung up? Oh, the other person hung up.
They hung up. Well, thank
How
you.
How do you like
Thanks.
That?
Thanks. Give your name and address. We'll send it out.
So let's talk to Gary.
Gary, you're
All right.
up.
Well, any listeners out there, mostly low vision, this would pertain to, basically, yeah, for sure. Not totally blind all your life. When I had low vision, things that used to irritate me a little bit is you'd say to somebody that you're, you know, almost blind, or, you know, low vision, they didn't understand, say almost blind. And they look at you and they say, well, how many fingers am I holding up? And that used to be so irritating to me. You know, don't play that game with the fingers. Or they'll look at you and they'll say, well, you're not blind. You're looking right at me. You know, where am I going to be? You know, I hear your voice. I know where your voice is at. So I'm going to be looking where you're talking from. So things like that. So if anybody out there has any other little quims like I have right there, Give a call in 407-894-1680.
That's how about the famous expression? It's over there.
But I got something here to really work on with you, Michael. I haven't mentioned this to you before. And I hope, is Chris out there listening? Hey, Chris, are you out there?
He's writing down an address.
Oh, okay, when he gets done, I'll explain it again.
Yeah, talk to me. Say it again.
Okay,
now.
Well, I sort of want to listen to this thing. When I read, you know, I read different books, and say there's a series of books, like the Joe Pickett series. He was a game warden.
Okay.
And, you know, you start, maybe it might have 20 books in a series, you know. But when you first get in and start reading it, then all of a sudden, Joe Pickett, I'd start visualizing, this is what Joe looks like, you know. And then his wife, you know, get introduced, and then it's his kids and this and that, you know. And from there on, the next book, the third book, the fourth book, you know, now you're looking at a family. You know, I'm looking at Joe Pickett and his wife and his kids, and I know exactly what they look like every time.
So, in other words, when he writes his book, he writes to the visualization so people can have the imagery in their mind.
No, they don't say that. But you start imagining it
yourself. He imagines.
So, but now, what I'm saying is, but now, Michael, he isn't a book reader, but if he was, and he's reading the same series as I am, wonder what his image of that family looked like. You know, maybe by Joe Pickett's tall, skinny, you know, a little muscular, and Michael's might be a little short and fat. And
I probably
wouldn't
even imagine.
But so, and then here's the other thing. Like, I've never seen you, Chris, before. Never seen your face.
Yes, you have. You see me all the time.
Yeah. So now, my vision, and Michael, I don't know if he's, have you caught his what he looks like, Michael, when you could see some?
I know.
No,
you couldn't really make it out? Okay.
So since he's known you, Michael has not been able to make up
so
faces.
Go ahead and give me your
image. If Chris, now I would look at you, and I'd say, I know you're tall. You're a big person.
Well.
Wide shoulders.
That's right.
Wide shoulders.
Uh-huh.
Sort of a roundish head with no neck.
Wait a minute.
And bald.
I mean, that's kind of right.
He's a football player.
And bald.
Right.
Now, what's Michael think? What do you think he looks like?
Oh, I think he's a good-looking guy.
No, he can't good-looking.
He's a good-looking guy.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
He's about 5'11".
He has beautiful white teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful white
teeth.
What
a smile.
Yeah. But Michael don't know that.
No.
No, I'm telling you what he has.
But don't tell
smile.
Him. He's
I know one
tell
thing.
Me
no, but I've touched his shoulders and his arms, and he's got some big arms.
Well, I'm just packing a little bit over here, not a whole lot.
Well, I can tell he's got real big muscles.
But that's a good point,
but
Gary.
See, where I'm coming from is everybody's got a different opinion of what somebody
else
looks
like. I think he's tall.
Yeah, thank you.
You think I'm tall?
Yeah.
You must be kidding.
But you must think I'm tall, because I'm tall as he is.
Not much. I used to be 5'5", now I'm a 5'4", so you're 5'5", now.
Chris has no neck almost?
He's solid.
Solid.
You can barely see it.
Yeah, all right. It's short.
I got a little something, you know. I'm getting back into the weight room now.
You can barely see his neck.
Right,
that's
you
right.
know.
So I did pretty good.
I got a football neck.
I did pretty good.
Does.
I did pretty good.
Right,
describing.
Right.
That's what my impression
good,
was.
Gary.
Yeah, so good job, Gary.
Yeah.
You know, when I first heard your voice,
yeah.
You know what I imagined?
What?
I heard Army veteran. I heard Navy veteran.
Uh-huh.
And then first thing that came to my mind was a farmer friend from the Water Boy.
And I was a farmer too. So I was actually a dairy farmer. Absolutely.
He milked the cows.
I did milk the cows at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't know.
Certainly did. Yep.
And hey then, folks, if you want to call in.
Well, we're going to go to break shortly.
That's how
before we go to break. You're more than welcome to call in. 407
894-1680. I know Sheila listens, so when I first heard Sheila over the phone, I was like, oh my God, she's smart, educated.
Yes.
She got to be about 5'2" and about 125 pounds wet. And when I finally got a chance to see her, I was all discombobulated. Sheila, I love you. I know you're listening. I love you.
She'll see her next
right.
week. Well, save it, Sheila,
she's
for next
tall.
Week.
She's not heavy. She's tall.
No, yeah, Sheila's
she's
not
tall.
Heavy at all.
No.
Sheila's tall.
She's tall. She's about 6'3".
No, she's probably about 5'9". Five,
she about, her and Lisa Leslie about the same height, looking eye to eye.
Yeah.
Yep.
How do you know Leslie?
I just seen her on TV when she dunked a ball.
Oh.
Let's go to break. We come back.
Lisa I'll... Leslie, the WNBA All-Star.
Oh, I thought she was talking Leslie Spoon.
No, not that one.
I was saying the same thing, too.
Chris and Michael, we have to go to break.
We're going to break.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We're getting carried away.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Okie dokie.
I'm 5'9", pretty brown eyes.
Second Sight Medical Products is the global leader in neuromodulation technologies to treat blindness. Building on 20 years of experience, Second Sight is breaking new ground with the
Orion
Visual Cortical Prosthesis, an investigational device intended to provide artificial vision for individuals who are blind due to a wide range of causes, including eye trauma, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, and optic nerve injury or disease. For more information, visit www.secondsight.com.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come be entertained. Enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Lynn, you there?
I'm here.
A great Googamugos.
Okay, ready to do my show wrap-up? So join us next week, same time, same place. Co-host Sheila Young will be in the studio, and guest callers will include Michelle Glaze, Foundation Fighting Blindness, Melissa Baalbuck, Independent Living Aids, and Anna Leffel from Second Sight. And Anna is the Senior Artificial Vision Rehabilitation Manager in the Midwest. So big, big, big show next week again.
Going to be a really big show.
Yep.
Gary Sinclair?
Yes.
Great to have you and your crew on board.
Thank you for having us.
The young man sitting next to you, is he still there?
Good yes, job, Brayden. I'm still here.
Great job, Brayden.
Thank you.
Say goodnight to everybody?
Yeah, goodnight, and thank you for listening.
So if I get a cold this week, I guess it's from you, right?
All I don't have puffing? A cold.
Gary you said sure it's allergies.
No,
allergies.
I have allergies.
Okay. All right.
Bye. Say thank you.
Good night,
Jackson.
It's
great thank to have you. You here. Thank you, Jackson, for coming on board.
Say I love you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
And Stephanie, thank you for bringing the crew.
Absolutely.
She said thank you. She real subtle
and
back there.
Chris Shaw, great job as always.
So you guys are the best. Say so you the best.
Hey, folks. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. So stay right there.
Bye.
Bye-bye, y'all. Love you all. Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You're the best.
You're the best. Good night.
You're the best.